Okay, here we go. The Sefer Bamidbar is known as the Chumash HaPekudim. Okay, that's what the Gemara calls it. The Gemara calls Sefer Bamidbar Chumash HaPekudim, the book of counting. In English, they call it the book of numbers. There's a lot of numbers, but what's more important than the numbers is the fact that we're counting. So I wanted to speak a little bit about the significance of counting. Why is it so important that we count in Yidden? And why is the number so important? The Torah spends so much time. It's a frustrating exercise being Marvis Sedra Parshas Bamidbar. What's with all the numbers? And more specifically, you know, when you start counting, so at the beginning of the parsha, we count how many people are in each shevet. Which is fair enough. How many people are in each shevet? And then when we get to the Degalim, so we start doing math. You know, the Torah does math for us. Let's say in the first Degal that the Torah mentions, you have Reuven, Shimon, Gad. So it tells you how many people are in Reuven, how many people are in Shimon, how many people are in Gad. And we already knew that before. And then it counts it for us. Call up Kudem the what does it say over here? Oh, it says it with Yisachar, Zvulun, and Yehuda. Call up Kudim L'machane Yehuda, and then it adds it up for you. And then you do the next one of the Degalim. We mention how many are in each one of the three Shvatim, and then we count it up. And then in case you know, you're not able to calculate all that, we then take, okay, and how much is that all together? If you bring all 12 of them together, all 12 Shvatim, so this is how much you got in the sum total, which is 603,550. And you wonder why is the Torah, the Torah wants to tell us how many they were for whatever reason, they were all counted. Why do you then have to count the full unit and then count all of Klal Yisrael? Anybody who knows a shtickle math, you don't have to be an actuary for it. You could do it with a pencil and paper, and if you got a good memory, you could do it in your mind. Why is the Torah so into how many in each shevet, how many in each degel, how many in all of Klal Yisrael? Why is the Torah doing the math for us? What's the point? Okay, so that's question number one. And question number two is that there's a lot of interesting things going on with these degalim. The Mefarshim speak out in the second parak. Rashi speak out that each degel had its own color. The Rashi speaks this out. Other Rishonim speak out. In fact, on the Choshen, so each one of the Shvatim had a specific color in the Choshen, right? Each stone had a specific color. And on the degel of that machane, it was the color of that particular Shevet, meaning the degel of Reuven, the degel of Yehuda, the degel of Ephraim, the degel of Dan. Each one of them had their specific color that was used. And some Mefarshim want to say that maybe there was even like a synthesis of the colors of each Shevet were on that Degel. And it's interesting, you know, why did it have to be color-coded? Why was that important? And when you look at Rashi definitely, you know, the Kasha, I think, glares from Rashi. Perek Beis, Pasuk Beis. Rashi says, "Kol degel yela ois." Every degel had to have some sort of a sign. Mapot tzvua teluya bo. The degel was a big like flag post, and there was a mapa. There was a flag, a colored flag that's hanging off of it. Tzeva kol echad kegavan avna akvu b'chayshen. The color was the same color as it had in the chayshen. And what's the point? Listen to Rashi. Umitoch kach yakir kol echad es degloi. By doing it this way, everybody will recognize, oh, I recognize the degel. You know, it seems to be like if people would forget, that they talk about communist Russia when there were no street signs. They wanted to confuse, all the buildings looked the same, and there were no signs, and it was there to confuse you. So did everything really look the same? You had to color code it? It's like a Lahavdil, I don't know, coming out of a ballpark, a ballpark and seeing you know, remember there's like 10,000 spots of cars. You can't find your car, so what do you have to? You have to remember the color. Is that what was going on? And again, it says in Rashi that that's why. Yakir kol echad es diglai. Not only did they have colors, but the Mefarshim speak out, the Ben Ezra speaks out, the Rashbam speaks out, that there were images on these degalim as well. Let's have an example of the degel of Yehuda had a lion. The degel of Reuven had the face of a human. The degel of Dan had an eagle. The degel of Ephraim had an ox. So in case we'd forget the color, so we'd remember the ox. Oh, so that must be Yosef, because it'll remind us of Yaakov's bracha. You know, like, what? We're talking about the Dar Dea. We're talking about the Dar Dea. Why was this so important? Again, the point is, mitoch kach, everybody would recognize his degel. And this definitely needs a beer. Again, why are we counting the numbers and the numbers and the included numbers and the bigger number and the bigger number? Why are we doing all the math for us? And what is bichlal, this whole inyan of the degalim? And how is this preparing us for Shavuos? It's always read the Shabbos before Shavuos. Came out always. Sometimes we'll have Nasa, but bederach klal, it's the Shabbos before Shavuos. So listen to this. That's an amazing thought. When the Torah begins counting the Yidden in the first perek, so they're counted in a mode, in a form called B'mispar Shemus. Mispar Shemus means according to the number of names. Which means if you want to count, you could count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or you could count Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and keep track of how many names. They were counted B'mispar Shemus. What's the significance of Mispar Shemus? So the Chidah says, a mispar is how much you are, meaning a mispar is your place in conjunction with others. If there's only one of you, you're not a mispar. You don't have a number. A number is if there's 1, 2, 3, and 4, so you're either 1, 2, 3, or 4. Your name is your individuality. That's what makes you you, what's miyuchad to you, not just as part of the group, but miyuchad to you yourself. A person's name, the shorish of the word neshama, Reb Chaim Volozhiner says, is shame. Because a person's name reflects, describes, defines, identifies that shorish, that essence of who he is. So, again, a person's name, his shame is his sham. It's exactly where it is. I remember when one of my daughters was born, so she was born on a Friday. And I didn't know, should I give her a name that Shabbos? Should we wait a week? So I remember going to Tshuva in the Minchas Yitzchak, and it is a different shittas. And he says, as soon as you can, give a name. He says, why? Because until the child has a name, the child doesn't have all aspects of their neshama. You know, Minchas Yitzchak is a Tshuva saver from Dain Weiss. He says that he brings from Sfarim that the Gemara neshama comes in, enters together with a name. A person's name is his essence, her essence. So what makes it a name, even it says in the Gemara, Shma Garen. Person's name defines, causes them to be a certain way. So B'mispar Shemus, this counting wasn't just counting so how many people are there, but it was counting the essence of each person. In other words, each person has their tafkid. So if we have Daniel's tafkid and Yosef's tafkid and Yaakov's tafkid and Shmuel's tafkid and Rafi's, everybody's tafkid, everybody all together. So what are we doing? That means that it's not just a minyan. This is the sum total of numbers. You have X amount. You could be counting cows. You could be counting eggs. You have X amount. What makes this minyan significant is the fact that it's made up of X amount of individuals. And each one is contributing with his individuality to that sum total. Okay, is everyone with me? Okay, so now let's take this a step further. A little bit of a step further. I think I mentioned some of this before, but you know what? Good stuff. They once asked Shlomo Kalbach how come he sings the same song on more than one album. He says, first of all, it's a good song. He says, second of all, if everybody else could steal my stuff, why can't I also? So it's not my stuff, but it's definitely good. And the Shalah, a very famous Shalah, I think he was the first one to say it, but so many Svarim mention the same Nakuda. The Shalah writes, this is his Lashon, Kibalnu kishishim riba oisiyas ha-Torah, there are 600,000 letters in the Torah. The Shem, the Pnei Yeshua in Kiddushin asks that there's about half of that. Okay, that's a good kasha. But the Shulah says that we have a Kabbalah that there's 600,000 letters in the Torah. Keneged Shishim Riba Yisrael. And each letter corresponds to a Yid. Many, many, many Sfarim talk about it. So when the Pnei Yeshua, when the Pnei Yeshua asks on this, that it's really half that amount, so he brings this in a little bit of a more specific way. He says, Kol Echad Mi Yisrael Yesh L'Neshama Shalai Mitzvah Achas. Okay, in other words, each one of us corresponds to a mitzvah. That's why some people are, you know, the Tanya talks about this also. Different people like connect to different mitzvahs, or different areas of Torah, because they're like rooted, connected to that. But he says also that every Yid has an achiza ba'ais achas. One letter in the Torah, each Yid's neshama is connected, has an achiza, has some sort of a hold, a root, a connection, a deep connection to an ois in the Torah. And the time that was most glaring. So this is from the Arugas HaBaisim. The Arugas HaBaisim, this is what I meant, that I said this before, the Arugas HaBaisim in Parshas Yisrael says something unreal. How did Klal Yisrael stand by Har Sinai? There were a lot of them. There were 600,000, and that's besides the children and the women. But there's 600,000 roots of the Nish. How did they stand? How did they position themselves? So he says an amazing Chiddush. He says, since each Yid corresponds to a letter in the Torah, they were arranged according to their letter. In other words, they spelt out the Torah by their bodies. And how did they know? Because it says Hashem opened up the Rakim. When he opened up the Rakim, they saw the Torah written in black fire on top of white fire. They were the Dor Dei. They had tremendous Giluyim. They understood. Each person saw his letter. When they saw his letter, they went to stand by their letter. So they arranged themselves in the order of the Torah. Imagine if all of us would realize that and we would position ourselves. Let's say, I don't know, we're all part of Vahavtas Hashem Elokecha. Shema Vahavta has 42 words. I don't know how many letters. In the Pasuk of Shema itself, I think there's 24 letters. So all of us are in this Pasuk and we arrange ourselves according to that order. That's the way we sit around the table. People understand I have such importance. I have a mission. I'm that letter. The Sefer Torah is missing a letter. It's possible. The letter by itself is not enough. It's just a letter. The letter also needs the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah needs the letter. I have my mashmos. I have my meaning. I have my tafkid and my tachlis. That without me, we don't have the whole thing. But without the whole thing, so then what am I? I'm a letter. Say a tremendous, let's see if I can read to you some of this. He says, V'hinei b'shas matan Torah niftachu ha-shamayim v'roh ha-Torah k'suva b'eish shchayra agabe eish levana v'kol echad v'echad hikir shoresh nishmasai v'shoresh nishmasai shal chaveroi b'eize ois humarumas u'machuvan. They realized that that's who they were. He says, means that they stood themselves up. They situated themselves in order to get the Torah. They understood the Torah was being given. They weren't some getting a book of laws. The Torah was them. They were the Torah. Their neshamas were rooted in the Torah. And that's this concept. So the concept is, b'mispar shemus, yes, we're numbers. But the definition of our number is not just that we're numbers. Each one has a massive contribution to make. Person needs X amount of eggs. I don't care if the eggs are from, in personally, when I shower. I don't care if they're in the blue container or the red container. I don't dafka look for the sale either. As long as it's the jumbo size, I'm good with the egg. It doesn't make a difference which egg or which egg not. But when it comes to the yid, if I'm a bais, I can't pose as a gimel. And if I'm a pay or an end of a, yeah, I can't say I always wanted to be a vav. I always wanted to be that connector letter. It doesn't go that way. Each yid has his tafkid, has his tachlis. And that was the point of this counting. If that was the point of this counting, so now we understand why. First of all, they're counted to show each person you have that purpose, you have that mashmoz. You yourself are misbar shemus. Your number is because you're a shame. But now, once we have each shevet, in addition to me being me, I make up my shevet, and my shevet has a contribution. But I'm also part of other units as well. Not only does my shevet have its purpose, but my degel has its purpose. So each one is a number, not only a number to make up his shevet, but you're a number to help the tafkid and tachlis of your degel. Not only are you that, but each one of us is to realize that we're part of Klal Yisrael as well, not just part of my shevet. When I say part of Klal Yisrael, that means Klal Yisrael needs me, and I need them. Not only, in other words, I have my kahila, let's say. I have my kahila. I have my yeshiva. I have my family. And I need to be a part of that. I need to be a contributing member to that. A productive member, somebody who stells suit to that, somebody who contributes, somebody who gains. But in addition to that, there's the broader community. And then there's the broader community. And I need them and they need me, and I've got to be machshev them for that. And I can't ignore them either. I have to be misyaches to them. You know, there's the Ramchal in the Derech Hashem. So his lashon is a little difficult because that's the Derech Hashem. But he says in Chelek Sheni, Perek Gimel, Siman Zayin, where he talks about how every single thing is b'hashgacha. Hine ha'ashgacha ha'olyoyna b'chol prat me'apratim. Mashgachas al kol anikshar bar, that every aspect of every prat is all b'hashgacha. For example, he says, what is included in that hashgacha? He says, v'achra kol ha'ashkafa se'ila, and I'm sorry, this is the line I wanted to show you. In other words, I am who I am, not just because of me, but it's all b'hashgacha who my parents were, and it's b'hashgacha who my children are going to be. And those who are with me, the fact that I, Elisha Sandler, am living now in Tavshin Pei, and not 50 years ago, or 60 years ago, or 70 years ago, that's Bashgacha. And the fact that I happen to live in Far Rockaway is also part of the Hashgacha. Or that I'm part of this particular Chevra, that's also Bashgacha. In other words, what does it mean it's bashgacha, bashgacha, bashgacha? Bashgacha means that my neshama for its tikkun needs everybody in this dar, everybody in this city, everybody in this chevra. And they need me. So therefore, I can't only be misyaches, let's say, to the global Klal Yisrael and ignore my tzibur, or only focus on my tzibur and ignore Klal Yisrael. So the mispar shemas is not, if first of all, I'm counted, I realize I have a number, as part of my shevet, as part of my degel, as part of the broader Klal Yisrael. And it's very possible that this whole idea of the degel, the color-coded degalim. So we said that Rashi says, why were these degalim color-coded? So that a person will be makir makaymai, or makir as diglai. Says that a person will recognize his degel. So we said, well, you know what happened? They were all getting far blanched. Everybody was getting lost, like always. You know, there were no, what do they call those things? There were no compasses, you know, there were no navigation systems. Truth is, I don't think there were. But no, it wasn't that bichlal. It didn't say that they were showing you your degel so you knew how to get home. They were showing you your degel so that you'd be makir where you belong, what your mission is. What's your tafkid? If you're somebody that on your degel there's an aryeh, stop trying to be a shar. If you have the white flag, stop trying to be a black flag. Again, if you want to know all these things, Rabbeinu Bechai and Parshas Tetzaveh speaks about the significance of each color. You know, a lot of the Kabbalah talks about the significance of white and the significance of green, the significance of blue. All these things have... nowadays, it's a little more tricky. You know, we have the Derech Hashem that we just read, that the Derech Hashem says that there is a tafkid. So perhaps if Hashem really wanted me to know it based on colors, he would have given me colors. Since he didn't give me colors, so I've got to look at my tzibur. I have to look at the olam that the hashgacha put me with. I have to look at the bigger tzibur. I have to look at the dar, and not say, "Oh, if only Rav Moshe was still alive, you know, then we had gedolim." You know, then we had gedolim. If I had this, this is where you belong. So then, look at it, examine it, take stock of your matzah, then. And respond to that. This is the way the Torah, when the Torah was given, every Yid understood that he's an integral part of that. He has to be himself, and he needs the others so that he could be himself. And this is the concept of the Degalim, of the counting of the Degalim, why it has to be this way, and that Ataka is this way. The Rabbeinu Bechaye says something, and he says he's not sure if he should say it. What's over here in Perek Beis and Bamidbar? And he says, this is an Inyan Nifla, and I really shouldn't have said it. Okay, so what is it? The Bahaya Raya La'astira. He says, if you look at the names of the Nesiim, interesting, things are done with Nesiim, because some people have leadership roles, and some people are not in leadership roles. But he says like this, the way the Degalim were, was you had three Degalim in each direction, three on the north, three on the east, three on the west, and three on the south. He says, if you look at the middle one, meaning the end ones of each three were corner Shvatim. So you had the northeast, the northwest, the east, north, the east, south. But the middle one is the one that belongs like really that, he's only that direction. He says, if you look at the names of the middle Shevet on each side of the Nasi, of the middle Shevet, you'll see a very fascinating pattern. Okay, the middle Nasi on the east was the Nasi of Yisachar. His name was, anybody remember? Nesanel ben Tzur. So his name was Nesanel. If you look at the middle Nasi on the south, that was the Nasi of Shevet Shimon, his name was Shlumiel ben Tzur Yishadai. So you have Nesanel and Shlumiel. On the east side was the Nasi of Yisachar. On the north was the Nasi of Menashe. His name was Gamliel ben Pedatzer. And then in the west was the Nasi of Asher, who was Pagiel. He says the only four Nasiim that had Kale in their name were those middle ones. Gamliel, Nesanel, Shlumiel, and Pagiel. He says, if you count them in the order that they're counted, meaning if you start counting as the Torah lists these Shvatim, so Yisachar is listed as number two, and Shimon is listed as number two, and Yisachar is as number five. In other words, the middle, you start one, two, three, two is a middle one, five is a middle one, eight is a middle one, and 11 is a middle one, one, two, three, so two is a middle one, four, five, six, five is a middle one, seven, eight. So if you count those numbers, two plus five is seven, plus 50, plus 11 is? That's 26. So their names have Kale. Their number, and he says, I really shouldn't be saying this, but I can't not say it. He says also, V'hu shem ayichud kasher yadata. He says, it's mamash a wondrous thing. What's the idea? All of them, when they utilize the point of these Degalim, the reason it wasn't so that we have Pirud. The reason why each Shevet had his place, the reason why each Shevet had their Degel, each Degel was all because this is how Klal Yisrael is able to connect to Hashem by allowing each one to develop himself and then to contribute that to the bigger Tzibur. When you have that, then the Klal Yisrael is that beautiful tapestry. It's that mosaic. When each one is allowed to be himself, but focusing on, it's mispar shemus. I have my shame, I know my shame, and I'm contributing that shame as part of the mispar of Bnei Yisrael. But if I'm only a mispar, I'm just doing what everybody else is doing, then Klal Yisrael is losing what my shame could contribute. If I'm only my shame, but I'm not a mispar, then I'm just focusing on myself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, it's not a stira, we're all focused on the same thing, Kod Shamayim. But the way we do that is by me being me and you being you and contributing that. Like the Chiddush Arim says on the Mishnah, Imein ani li mili. If I'm not going to be who I'm supposed to be, mili. Ukshani la'atzmi, but if I utilize my ani just for me, and not don't realize that I have an achrayus to the tzibur, and the tzibur, ukshani la'atzmi, money, then why did Hashem give me all of that for me? Every yid has his tafkid, has his mission as a prat, but to realize that as a prat, I'm also part of a tzibur. And I'm contributing that to the tzibur. The tzibur needs me, and I need the tzibur as well. Which tzibur? My chevra, my ear, and the Klal Yisrael as well. I think that it's a huge site that we need to know, I mean, all the time, obviously. It's definitely a beautiful vart for the parasha this week, but it's also a tremendous hakdama to Shavuos. Shavuos, when we're makabel the Torah, to realize that each one of us is a letter in the Torah, each one of us has our letter in the Torah, something that's unique to only us, and that we're making that contribution. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bench us, hopefully, that during this, you know, this next week, we prepare ourselves well, and we realize, hopefully, that we should have the intuition, we should have the understanding, perhaps get the hadracha, position ourselves by that letter, and realize if I'm a letter, the other one is as well. And just to conclude with the Vart of the Marsham, it's a Vart, it's a huge yesod. We mentioned that the Pnei Yeshua asks that if there were, it says in all these Sfarim that there were 600,000 letters corresponding to the 600,000 neshamas. He says, if you count, and a lot of the Sfarim ask us, Chesed Lavram, other Sfarim, that there's only about 300,000 letters. It's Pasha not true. So the Marsham, there's a lot of terutzim to this Kasha. The way the Marsham, and the Hakadama Techelik Beis of Chuvus Marsham, says a tremendous thing. He says, if two letters are touching each other and they don't have space around it, it's not a Kasha letter. So some Yidden are the space in between the letters. Between each letter, you need a space. Between each parsha, sometimes there's a... So sometimes you look at a Yid and he seems empty. He doesn't seem to be making his contribution. He just seems to be like going along with it. Just, you know, like, what is he... But that's also a contribution. Sometimes the contribution is dafka to go. Some people have... Their contribution is just to be... Just to be there. But that's a contribution as well. Not to second guess ourselves, not to lose cheshek if we don't feel it, but to realize we have that tafkid, we have that tachlis, we have that mission. And Be'ez Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bench us that we should to live up to our calling, live up to our purpose, live up to our tachlis. Have a wonderful, wonderful night. Be well.
Okay.